sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control.
Good morning, everybody. This is Beat Hello Matters, Car Radio 97.3. I'm at the great state of Seattle. We've got a great show for you guys out here all Saturday and Sunday morning. We're talking about all kinds of insurance, not the health insurance type, but this is more homeowners, renters, condo, deductibles. We're going to get into all of that. I haven't done this in quite a few years, actually. We've got a special guest. He is from Secord Agency. His name is Devin Engelman. Did I get your name right, Devin?
You got it right.
Awesome. Nice to have you on the show, Devin.
Thanks so much, Pete.
Yeah. So we're going to, I want to start, Devin, because you're kind of new on the show and so is Secord. And I always like to talk to people a little bit about finding out about not just the company and the history, but a little bit about you yourself and kind of why you decided to join Shane and the gang over there at Secord. So first of all, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what, how, you know, Shane Secord, I guess, is the founder of the company. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Shane was an agent working with one company and decided to go independent a few years ago. About 15 years we've been doing this.
Wow.
Shane is the owner and he still works here. He's sitting right beside me.
That's very cool. Why did he decide to go out on his own? What's the story there?
So got into insurance originally just because trying to get a hold of his agent and couldn't get anybody to answer the phone. Decided if we can pick up the phone and answer some questions, we can probably do a good business here.
Yeah. Be responsive, right?
There you go. And with only one company to offer, we were finding a lot of our customers were having to find them other options and send them down the road. And that wasn't working. That's not helping customers. So yeah. We went independent. Now we have over a dozen options we work with and can help a lot more people out.
Yeah. And before we get into you, that brings up a good question because, you know, something for these guys to understand, well, the listeners out there, is what is the difference between a captive agent and an independent agent? Can you explain that, please?
Yeah. So a captive agent is an agent who just works with one company. They have a contract or they're an employee of one insurance company. And when you call them, you are talking to a representative of that company. An independent agent, we have contracts with multiple companies. Some companies only work with independent agents. A lot of the local companies are that way. And basically, we are local to your community and we work for you. So we check all these companies' rates for you. We shop for you. And when you call us to ask a question, we are answering you as your agent, not as a representative of your company.
Okay. So basically, you are really tied to the client more closely, and you have a basket of products that you can provide.
Correct. And we can give you advice and answer questions without having to tell the company everything you're saying.
Right.
Because we're not working for
you. Well, I like that. That's good. Privacy is always the best thing. Okay, and then tell us, so how long you been hanging out with Shane there at Secord, and why did you decide to join him, and what is your role?
Yeah, so I actually started working with him when we were still a captive agent. He was my insurance agent, and I came into his office to add a motorcycle to my policy, and his assistant had just left, and he had a big pile of paperwork on his desk and said, do you know anybody who wants to work in insurance? And I said, well, I'm working retail. This sounds like it'd be a nice change. What does it involve? And that was 2006,
wow. Seven,
and wow. Have been here ever since. I helped him go independent and helped him set up this agency. So.
Wow. So from customer to employee, that's pretty cool.
You got it.
So you still ride motorcycles?
All the time. Rode to work today.
Okay, cool. What kind of bike you got?
I have a V-Strom 650. It's a kind of a touring adventure bike. I do a lot of off-road and a lot of road trips going up to Canada or down to Texas or all over the place.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for riding in that Seattle weather. That takes some gumption.
Yeah, you got to have the right gear and the right tires for sure.
Exactly. Well, very, very cool. All right, so let's jump in and talk about kind of what are some of your pointers on how to choose an insurance agent, because we're going to eventually getting into this online versus independent agent, because a lot of people, in my opinion, have been programmed by all these ads like, okay, you got to, you know, go here. It's easy online. It saves you time, all this kind of stuff. So what would you consider? Cause I mean, most people, the first thing they think of with insurance, they think, okay, what's the best price I can get? Right. But it's not always about price. So can we kind of maybe let's speak to that elephant in the room first.
Yeah. Especially with home insurance, there's so many pieces. The important thing to know is with home insurance that it's your primary coverage for liability if somebody sues you for your property, for this home you just invested in. And there's a lot of differences in different companies' policies and how they cover all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something you can just put on a sheet of paper and put them side by side and go, these are the differences. You need an agent who knows the differences, who can explain them to you, and so that you understand what you have and what you are missing. So the trying to buy it as just shopping for the lowest price, somebody can give you absolutely no coverage and get your really cheap price. But then if you have that loss, if somebody trips in your front yard or there's a fire in your house, is the company going to be there? What coverage do you have? Do you know what's covered?
Yeah. And
that's where we really step in and are able to give some advice. You'll actually find a lot of companies that do those big advertisements, the ones you see online all the time and in the ads all the time,
yeah,
don't even offer home insurance.
Okay.
Because it's such a complex product. Mm-hmm. There's so much involved. They shop it out. So if you call one of them for insurance, they're going to hand you off to an agent and give you a different list of companies to choose from.
Yeah. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Well, and the other thing too that I want to ask you is as related to insurance, because this is another thing that always has bugged the heck out of me, and I'm sure it's on a lot of people's minds, which is getting exactly to what is covered in all the fine print. So how do you guys, as an independent agent, because like if I have online insurance, they give me this big, thick policy document and they expect me to be an attorney and go through all this to figure out what the heck I actually have. So how do you guys get through all of that mess to help a customer out?
Yep. And that's a big thing that we as an agency do. And something you'll actually see a lot is if you go online and just look at reviews for the agents, not for the company, but for the actual agent you're talking to, you're going to get a really good idea if they know what they're doing. The good agents will write the best coverage every time. So the best coverage that company will offer, we're just going to automatically assume you want that. If we need to trim things from there, we can. But at least you're going to see a quote that has everything on it so you know what's available. Because there is no way to know what you're missing. If somebody gives you the declarations page is the piece of paper that shows your coverage. But it doesn't show you what they removed. It just shows you what you have. And okay. It doesn't compare it to other companies. It just says we offer for this. So if your declarations page says your home was valued at $200,000 and you have a 10% extended coverage, you have $220,000 to rebuild your house. How do you know if that's enough? And the answer is your agent should be going through that with you and explaining how they came up with that number. Are there other options for extended replacement? Some companies offer 100%. Some companies guarantee coverage. These are the conversations your agent should be having with you.
So let's extend upon that. So the homeowner's insurance, for example. So because that's the big thing is you don't know what you don't know as a customer.
Correct.
If I don't know, they're presenting this to me on the declaration page, but what are they leaving out that I'm not sure I should have or not? So are you saying at C-Core, you guys go through complete declarations and kind of explain that and educate that to the consumer and let them choose kind of a la carte what they think is the best approach? Or how do you guys do that?
That's the biggest part of being an insurance agent is being able to sit down with a customer and educate them, helping them walk through the policy and understand what they have.
Okay.
Taking that time to make sure they are comfortable with their coverage. Any agent who doesn't do that, I'd have real concerns about. But most independent agents are really good about that. And even some captive agents. We work with a lot of local agents who are captives, but they're really good about explaining to the customer what they have. So it's really important that you're comfortable with that.
Okay. And is that done typically? Are you doing that nowadays? Do you do it in person, on the phone, on Zoom, all of the above? How do you do that?
We mostly work over the phone because that way we'll often email them a copy of what we're looking at. So we're looking at the same page and go through it. Before all of this craziness, we'd have them come into the office if they're comfortable and able to do so. We mostly work locally, so have somebody come in and sit down and go over it with you is also a good option.
Okay, got it. Makes sense. The other thing I want to ask you about too, you know, again, these are all things that this is my own personal story. 7 years ago, I almost was killed by a drunk driver. And when it came to my car was totaled. And when it came to the claims aspect, my own insurance company fought me on different things,
which
blew me away. I was not the drunk driver. I got hit after he hit six cars and he scarred up some 18-year-old girls that were seniors in high school. And we still had problems. So as it comes to claim satisfaction, How do you guys deal with that? Because that is always a big fear in customers' minds is like, okay, I have this coverage, but what happens if something does happen, whether it's my fault or not my fault? How do we deal with those claims satisfaction surveys?
Yeah, we keep track of that with our companies. And actually, the insurance commissioner used to publish an annual rating of all the complaints for claims. If one of our companies is failing to provide good claim service, we will drop them. And we have dropped companies in the past. But we also fight for you on those claims. So because we represent you, not the company, we can go and we can talk to the adjuster supervisor, the VP of claims. I've had to talk to the national head of claims to get something fixed before.
Wow.
You sometimes have to fight those. But that's also...
Yeah, I would say you have to fight them almost every time.
Hopefully not. But yeah. you can definitely... That's one of those things that looking at reviews is helpful of your agent.
Well, but, you know, on your website, you talk about you should find out, you know, about claim satisfaction, but it's not like Google reviews. So how do you find those things online?
Yeah, it's been more difficult since the insurance commissioner took down their claim satisfaction index, which was really helpful. You can look up companies online, but you're going to see they're all rated 1 or 2 stars because people complain about the company, but then compliment their agent.
Okay.
So,
but if they come to you, can they see that, the claim satisfaction surveys? Do you provide that?
Yeah, I can find some of those information, or I can direct them towards them.
All right. That's good.
It's something that's available on the insurance commissioner's website.
Perfect. Well, as long as you can help us out, that's all we care about, right? Give us the lowdown, what's going on. We go back. We're going to get into, I got a couple more questions of Devin about choosing an insurance agent. We're going to get into online versus independent because that's a biggie. There's a big online push. And then we'll get into condo renters and home insurance in the show here. You want to check these guys out, you can go to their website at secordagency.com. That's S-E-S-E-C-O-R-D agency.com. Or give Devin and the gang, Devin and the gang a call. And you want to give him a call at 206-783-4024. That on me. This is going better. Tire Pro Radio 97.3 FM. Yeah. Below Matters, Cairo Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News, and Seattle Talk. We're having a good discussion here with Devin Engelman. He is, you're a office manager, general manager?
Office manager. I'm an agent. I kind of wear many,
you're an
many
agent
hats.
Too. Okay, well, that's good.
I do most of the commercial insurance.
That's good. Well, hey, if you want to give the guy that's on the radio here with me, if you want to give Devin a call, you can call him at 206-783-4024, and you can ask for him. He can at least, you know, talk to you. You'll recognize his voice, and if there's an area of expertise, he'll get you pointed in the right direction with one of the agents there. Is that kind of how it works?
You got it. Okay. Yeah, give me a call, and depending on what you need, we have agents who specialize in lots of things, and we all can help anyone.
Awesome. That's great. All right, let's get back to a couple of the things in choosing an insurance agent or choosing a company is, we talked about claims, and that's always the biggest fear. So you guys can handle that. If they give you a call, you can walk through, you can show them some of the surveys, things you have access to that maybe they couldn't find online. Because to be honest with you, I went to look online and I couldn't find anything. So that's what I was asking you. So it's like, well, how do I get that help? The next thing is, what about financial stability? Because if we have, let's say, for example, there's an earthquake up there, which could happen in Seattle. I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon. But if you have some kind of disaster, how do you check the financial stability of an insurance company so you know that they're actually going to pay out on claims?
Yep. AM Best is the most common option. They rate companies for their stability and do they have enough money set aside to pay for large claims. We actually have a local mutual company here who had a rough time during the wildfires and got downgraded a bit, but they're getting better. I will say for the most part, every major insurance company you've ever heard of is somewhere in the A ratings or a B++ at the worst, which all means that they're very, very stable. The one exception is earthquake insurance. A lot of companies will not touch earthquake insurance because it is such a massive area of effect if it happens. And flood insurance, which is mostly handled by the federal government through FEMA. They back all the flood insurance policies, not all, but probably 90%.
Okay. But do you guys, I mean, there are some houses that are in floodplains that are in the Washington area. Do you handle that kind of insurance?
Yes, we do.
You do? Yep. Okay.
And we can offer the FEMA policies when they're the best option. We do have some independent companies that do it. Again, all A-rated, mostly backed by Lloyd's. Okay. We check options depending on the situation of the house. We can check a few different options.
Got it. And now, AM Best, how do they find that online? How do we find AM Best? Is it just
AM Best? Or? You can usually search a company name and just type AM Best after it, and it'll give you a quick summary. It is a subscription service, so you have to pay to get full access to all the details. But again, most insurance companies, if you've heard of the name, they're all going to be A-rated. Once they get down into the B ratings, your bank won't accept them anymore, so you can't use them if you have a car loan or a mortgage. Those companies don't last very long.
Okay. But I guess if I come to you, to Secord, you guys are going to shop around for me, and you're going to deal with the best rated companies anyway, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yep. They're all financially stable.
Okay.
And with things like earthquake, we actually went out of our way to find companies that have multiple what we call reinsurers. Yeah. So they'll have 40 or 50 companies backing them that are all A rated. So that way, if one or two of them have a problem paying, there's still money to pay for your claims.
Got it. Understood. Talk to me about kind of payment plans too, because I, you know, that's kind of something on people's mind, like, how they pay, can you choose? I know some online companies, you can kind of specify when you want to pay and all that kind of stuff. Do you have something similar, or how do you deal with
it? Very much so. For home insurance, it's usually not such an issue because most home insurance policies, your mortgage company will prefer to pay it for you.
Okay.
That way they know it's always in force. So as part of your mortgage payment, they put a little money in escrow. They use that to pay for your insurance and your taxes. Around here, the taxes tend to be 90% of that, but the insurance is a piece of it that they pay.
Yeah, that's very true. It's, yeah. By the way, I was going to ask you, I forgot, I should have done it the first segment. You guys, do you cover all of Washington State, or what's your footprint?
We're licensed in Washington, so we can cover anywhere in Washington. We also have license in Arizona because we have a lot of folks who move back and forth between the two.
Oh, okay, good.
But the vast majority
of our customers. Nevada on your horizon?
Not in the near future. We're in full office, so we just try to help customers we have.
You said you had, what, 7 or 8 agents that work in the office besides you and Shane? Is that
correct? Common? Yep, there are 7 of us here. We are all licensed agents except for one gentleman who we just hired who is working on getting his license as we speak. So
nice. Well, we like small. We support local. We support small business, so we're glad you're here, Devin. That's great. Okay, I want to ask, too, about, because this is another thing people wonder about, which is, okay, so say I got a home, maybe I got a car, well, I'm driving a car, maybe I have a boat, motorcycle. How does this bundling thing work? And I mean, how much money can I really save if I bundle on home insurance? Yeah, with insurance?
Most companies would really like to have your home and auto together. It distributes the risk a bit. It gives them a better look at what kind of person you are and if you're risk to a claim. They'll usually give you around 10% off the car insurance, which could be a significant sum depending how much you spend on car insurance. And 20 to 25% is the new normal for home insurance. So they really want that house bundled in with the car.
When you say 20-25%, is that a discount?
Discount right off the top.
Wow.
So if it's $1,000 without it, you're maybe paying $800, $750 with it.
Okay. If you bundle with your auto.
Correct.
Insurance. Okay.
Now, that's not always the best option. We definitely have cases. We actually use a piece of software that quotes all the companies separate and together, so we can double check.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, it's better together. Motorcycles, boats, RVs, those could be a little different. A lot of times we want to go with a company that specializes in those. So a lot of times we'll check the company that has your home and auto, but we also check a couple other options.
Okay. Got it. That's good to know. So there is significant savings there if I choose the bundle.
Very significant.
Which is good. Okay.
That's awesome. Again, keeping in mind coverage and other things as well.
Yeah.
And personally, I have my home and auto together, but my motorcycle is insured elsewhere for coverage.
Now, why do you do it that way? Why are you?
Coverage and rate. I have
a
company that can do better coverage for a lower price than my home and auto company because they have a motorcycle specialist. So we're able to get that specialty product.
Makes sense. Totally. Okay. Okay, now I want to move over to kind of this buy online versus independent agent, because as you know, there's tons of commercials and some big companies that are
$1 billion advertising.
Yeah, they make it appear if you go online, it's very, very simple. Can you kind of give us, I mean, look, here's the thing. I want you to be honest. Give us the pros and cons of online versus independent. I know you're biased over independent, and that's okay, but please tell us, like, things to consider, maybe why it'd be better to go to an independent agent versus just plopping online and buying your insurance there.
Of course. And actually, we refer people to the online companies all the time.
You do? Okay.
They are sometimes the best fit. The main thing to know about the online is, like we mentioned earlier, it's very straightforward. They give you a rate and you either take it or you don't. The coverages they show are very simple. If you just need basic auto insurance, if you're just getting started as a driver or you have some issues with your driving and you just need an affordable rate that will take care of some basic auto coverage, they can be a really good option. And they do have some discounts because it's a call center. They don't have an office. They don't have staff that they need to pay a living wage. They can cut costs. And so they can be a good option in those cases. As your insurance needs get more complex, as you add a home, as you add assets, as you need more coverage, an agent's going to be able to search more options and usually find better companies for you. The more complex your needs are, the more you need somebody to be the expert to guide you through those options.
And you're saying better companies doesn't always mean cheapest price. It means just better offerings, better deductibles, better service.
Correct. It's the coverages. It's the extended coverages. It's filling in gaps. It's a lot of times the companies that work through independent agents have a really narrow target.
Right.
And so they'll offer huge discounts if you are that target customer that owns a home, that has a couple newer cars, those kind of things. Where the direct companies have to try to sell to everybody.
Got it. Understood. So talk to me, Devin, a little bit about deductibles. And I mean, I, and we're going to kind of probably have to wrap this down, maybe go into another segment, unless you've got an easy answer for it.
Because I have a really easy answer for you.
So, but it, I mean, how in the heck do you choose the right deductible that's a good fit for a particular customer?
Most of our home customers, we're going to offer them $1,000 and a $2,500 deductible. There's going to be an obvious rate shift or there won't. If it saves you a couple hundred bucks, maybe it's worth it. If it saves you $50, go with the lower deductible. Watch out for companies that offer percentage deductibles. If your home's worth $800,000 and they're offering you a 1% deductible, that's $8,000 out of your pocket.
Right.
We can probably do the same thing for $2,500 deductible or even a $1,000 deductible.
Okay, got it. Very good. Well, you made it very easy for me. Now I know. When we come back, we're going to get into condo, renter, and home insurance in the next segment. I'm going to start with condo insurance for all you guys that are out there in insured spaces, which is very, very good. You want to check these guys out at secordagency.com or give Devin a call. Devin and the gang out there, 206-783-4024. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle News. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with All Matters Car Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle News. And Seattle's Talk, we're having a very good discussion here with Devin Engelman. He is the office manager over there for Secord. Big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to Shane, who's actually, I think, sitting next to him right now. Maybe he's listening to you. All
he's
your
on
answers.
The phone with a customer right next to me.
helping
somebody out.
I love that, man. You know, small business is the best, and that's the backbone of our country, and I'm glad you guys are doing what you do and helping people one person at a time get the best insurance they should get for the best rates, best deductible, best options. So good for you. You can give Devin a call out there at 206-783-4024 and ask for him. He'll pick the phone up, and if he can't answer the questions, they've got several other agents that are experts in certain things that they can answer them for you. So. But the guy on the radio here can you can start with him and ask for Devin.
Going in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's cool. I appreciate that. So let's talk. There's a lot of people out in the Seattle area. As you know, we're in an urban environment here. You know, before we get out into the suburb, you know, Bellevue, Renton, Bothell, all those areas. But there's a lot of people living in condos. So, and this is a shared space. So, first of all, let's talk about how is condo insurance unique and different from a regular separate residential home insurance?
The main thing to know about condo insurance, if you're living in a condo or looking at buying a condo, is the HOA, the homeowners association, insures the building most of the time. So they will have what we call a master policy or an HOA policy that covers the structure itself. Okay. Now what's important to know is those policies vary dramatically. Some just cover the outside of the building, although Washington laws are making it very difficult for those to exist. Most now will cover the inside of the building, the interior, and sometimes they'll cover what we call additions and alterations. So if you upgrade your kitchen, change your flooring, they're going to cover that too. Some even cover appliances on the master policy.
Wow.
And some even cover appliances. So it's really important. The most important thing to know if you're looking at a condo or you own a condo is what does your HOA policy cover? Okay. You can ask your board for what we call insurance certificates. Those will outline all the coverages on the building, and it should say right on there in plain English, does it cover walls in or walls out? You want walls in most of the time, that means the building's going to cover the inside. And then the other thing to look for is your deductible. How much damage has to exist before the HOA policy starts paying? And those can be anywhere from $1,000 for small HOAs. I write a lot of 6 units that have $1,000 deductibles, all the way up to some of these big buildings downtown will have $50,000, $100,000 deductibles.
Wow.
And so then you need a policy to cover that gap.
Okay.
Your insurance policy needs to fill where that HOA is missing.
Yeah. So if I, so basically as a condo owner or a potential condo owner, if I'm going to thinking about buying a condo, I can ask them for these insurance certificates.
Yep. And if you're buying a condo, they're actually required to provide them. That's part of the loan process.
Okay. Okay. So then if I want, then I could bring those down to you at Secord, and then you can go through those with me and kind of help me understand what I have and what I don't have.
Happy to. That's actually one of the biggest gaps we find in coverage is when people send us their condo policy they got online, and then they send us their HOA certificate. And we're like, did you know that you have no loss assessment coverage and a $50,000 deductible?
You just brought up a term. So what is loss assessment coverage?
There's two pieces of your condo policy that will cover if the HOA doesn't.
Okay.
Let's say the damage is just to the inside of your unit. There's a kitchen fire and smoke damage. The building's not damaged, but your unit is. You may have to turn it into your building coverage on your condo policy. So your condo policy will have some building coverage, usually up to the HOA's deductible, let's say $50,000. That will cover the inside of your unit in case the building itself isn't damaged.
Right.
Now, if that fire got through the wall and it did damage the building, your HOA is going to turn it into their insurance. Their insurance company is going to say, well, you have a $50,000 deductible. So your HOA members need to pay that deductible and then we'll start paying. We have coverage on a condo policy called loss assessment that when they assess that deductible to the bill, to the unit owner and say, hey, you need to pay this $50,000 because you damaged this unit, your insurance is going to step in and take care of that. So we'll cover the loss. If there's a loss, we'll cover the damage that's assessed to you if it's the HOA deductible, or with that building coverage, we'll cover the inside of the building if the HOA never got involved at all.
Okay.
So you need both.
Okay. So loss assessment actually is very, very important to have in condos.
Extremely important. And often missed.
Against you, the homeowners could, correct? Is that?
Yep.
Okay. That's important to know. All right. Let's just take, you talked kitchen fire, but let's say I am in a condo and there's an electrical fire and it burns the whole dang thing down. How does somebody assess, like, who was at fault there? And then how does that all work?
Most of the time they won't. Most of the time the HOA policy will step in and rebuild the building.
Okay.
The deductible will get assessed against all of the unit owners evenly, unless the HOA rules say otherwise.
Okay.
So if it's a $50,000 deductible and you have a 10 units, maybe each pay $5,000. But then your condo policy becomes important. Not only is it going to pay that loss assessment, that deductible for the HOA, but your condo policy is going to cover your belongings, your furniture and your clothes and your pots and pans.
Right.
It's going to cover your loss of use. So you're going to have to go live in a hotel for a while they rebuild, maybe even years. We're going to go rent you a place to live. And take care of those kind of costs for you so that all you end up having to pay is your condo policy deductible, which is probably $500,000, and insurance is going to take care of everything else for you.
So, okay. And that's great. I appreciate all that. So we're talking about things, but now let's get into people. What happens if someone has medical issues from this or up to and including a death? How is that all covered?
Yeah. And every homeowner's policy, and homeowner's policies include renters, condo, and homes. They're all the same basic policy. Just for a condo, we don't have the whole building covered. For renters, we don't cover any of the building, but it's the same basic coverage. They all have liability coverage. And liability coverage means if somebody sues you for whatever reason, your insurance is going to step in. And it could be somebody hurt on your property. Like you said, the fire injured someone and they say you started it. It could be there's something called personal injury that covers non-physical injuries. So somebody says you posted something online about them and it's a defamation suit. Mm-hmm. Your insurance will actually step in and take care of that too. So your insurance is your primary liability coverage anywhere in the world. Somebody sues you, we're going to protect you. And the reason it's part of your home insurance is because that stops them from being able to go after your house and put a lien on it or try to take it from you.
Right.
So every policy has that liability coverage.
But how does that, okay, so you're an independent agent and you represent mm-hmm. different insurance companies, but when it comes into a lawsuit, you guys aren't attorneys. So how does that work in that situation where there's a suit with attorneys involved?
Yep. So the claims adjusters who work on liability are pretty good at handling that. They will talk to the person who's trying to file the claim, they'll ask them for evidence. They'll basically make sure they have a legitimate case. Just because somebody obtained a lawyer doesn't mean that they're actually suing you. A lot of times it's just negotiated out. If they do get a lawyer and they do sue you, the insurance company will give you money to hire an attorney.
Okay. So they're giving you money, so you have legal representation. Now, can you choose the attorney of your choice, or is it limited?
Yes.
You can. Okay.
Yep. And then there's usually just a dollar limit on the coverage. Most policies, it's 300 or 500,000. Given the value of homes and condos in this area, $1 million umbrella is highly recommended. Now you
I was
have
just going to ask
million.
You about umbrella. So speak to that, because it seems like you're going to, in some of these circumstances, not all, but in some of them, you're going to go beyond what the insurance policy will cover. So now we have these things called umbrellas. So can you kind of educate us on those?
Yeah. So over the last probably decade or so, especially, liability claims have been going through the roof. Jury settlements are just crazy. Somebody falls into someone on a ski slope and gets sued for $20 million. And it's gone nuts. So at a minimum, most agents will now recommend that if you own a home or a condo, get at least $1 million in umbrella. What that does is that a liability umbrella adds $1 million to everything else you own. It adds $1 million to your car insurance, your home insurance. If you have a boat or an RV, it just gives you $1 million in coverage on top of everything in case you do have that lawsuit. You may never need it, but it guarantees the insurance company is going to be defending you. They're going to get the good attorneys. They're going to be paying because they know they're on the hook for $1 million.
Right. But how does that work? So I have a deductible. I paid my deductible. Or you have some
For liability, there's actually no deductible. Your insurance covers from first dollar for those.
Okay. But it goes up to your policy limit, right?
Yep. And which is usually $300,000 or $500,000, and then that will trigger the umbrella.
Now, can you go beyond $1 million?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we can do. $1 million is the most common starting point. $2 million is fairly common now. Most companies will go up to $5 million fairly comfortably.
Okay.
After that, it gets a little more complicated in getting $10, $20, $30. It's very special cases and special companies.
Okay.
Understood. But they are available.
Okay. But you can help, depending on the particular situation, you can help make recommendations on what kind of umbrella policy. Okay.
And a good starting point is just your net worth. What is everything you own, including your home, worth? Make sure you're insured for at least that amount. And again, $1 million is just a good starting point because that gets the insurance company on the hook, so they're going to defend you.
Okay.
If you have $100,000 in liability and somebody's severely injured, there's a chance the insurance company just writes them a check for $100,000 and walks away. And then
how do they do it in a situation though? Because I would think in like condo or renter where you have, it's a shared space and you got a whole bunch of people here and there was some issue with personal liability or fire or whatever. Do they draw upon collectively upon all the umbrella policies or how do they do that?
Yeah, a lot of times when there's a lawsuit, they will name everybody that might be involved. And so you at least want those defense costs. You want the insurance company to be there to defend you.
Okay.
It may just be a matter of hiring an attorney to say, no, it wasn't me, and walking away, but you want the insurance company taking care of that.
So the umbrella policy could cover the attorney fees and things like that.
Correct. Yep. Defense costs are probably the most important part of it.
Got it. Okay. We come back. We're going to get into renters and home insurance. I also want to talk about pet. I hope we have enough time on our last segment here. You want to give these guys a call? Give Devin a call at 206-783-4024. Go to Secord. It's secordagency.com. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News, and Seattle Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News, at Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with Devin Engelman from Secord Insurance. We got Shane. Who else? What are the names of the other people that work there, the agents?
Yeah.
Can you list them all? I'm going to test you now.
Shane is the owner. Miranda is our lead personal insurance salesperson.
Okay.
Anne is a licensed service person, and she does a lot of our renewals and rewrites, but also helps if we're not available. Fong is our lead CSR. She handles most of the servicing work, and Wyatt's our new guy who's just learning it and getting licensed fairly quickly here.
That's very cool. And I noticed you looked around the office as you were saying their name.
Oh, yeah. so we are all distanced and separated by walls here, but we are all in the office. There's a lot of information that changes hands and things people know that can help out. So we all ended up back in the office just keeping our distance and wearing masks.
That's okay. You know, we're getting back. We're getting out of this pandemic, which is good. We're slowly coming out of it here, which is that's great. We've got to get things back to normal. So, Devin, I did want to ask you one question because it did pop in my head. And I am entrepreneurial. Now I have a software startup. That's my humble beginnings. But at one time, I had a very large construction company up there. So you talked about umbrella policies. I used to always get freaked out because I had, you know, like 40, 50 guys, construction guys out on the road in any given day. So can you speak to, do you offer business insurance and umbrella policies? Can you talk about that?
The vast majority of business insurance is actually written by independent agents because there's hundreds of commercial insurance companies and they each have their little niche. So independent agents write most commercial insurance, and I am the commercial insurance agent in the office. We mostly help a lot of small business owners getting started, from tech and consulting, restaurants, construction. So the main thing they're all worried about is liability for the most part. They want to make sure that if somebody sues them, they're protected because businesses tend to get sued more often and for more money than individuals. That does mean the insurance is more expensive. It's not a cheap venture, but it's a business cost.
But do you cover, so you cover umbrella, you cover business liability, you cover EEOE, all that kind of stuff. You can have a one-stop shop.
Yeah, we can cover just about anything you need insured on the business side. As it gets increasingly complex, we may need to loop in other agents who specialize in those areas, but we can either cover it or work with somebody who can.
Awesome. That's good
to everything know. From the one person shop selling some trinkets out of their garage to I got a shot to talk to the formerly Safeco Field ownership about insuring the stadium at one point. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, but do you handle some fairly large companies then as far as business insurance goes?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
We have a good mix.
Wow.
It's kind of neat. I grew up in a small business. My parents owned a music shop back in the cassette and CD days, and so
awesome. So did they sell cassettes and CDs and things and records?
That's what that's what I grew up with.
I remember, you know, back in Olympia, I grew up there, went to Capital High School, but they had Rainy Day Records, and it was a vinyl record shop back there. It's not there anymore, but you know, it's pretty, you know, pretty cool, that kind of stuff. So good for you.
So I love talking to small business owners and getting to hear their hopes and dreams and helping them make them come true.
That's very, very cool. All right. Well, good. It's good to know. You can give, if you are an entrepreneur and a business owner, you either have, you want to check your insurance, your rates, your deductibles, or you're going to start something up. I would say give Secord Insurance a call. You can, I mean, if you go to Secord Agency, they have got a lot of really good reviews up there. You know, the best thing though, is just give them a call on the phone at 206-783-4024. You can ask for Devin. Devin's the business guy there, so he can help you.
You got it.
That's the one-stop shop. All right, let's get into renter's insurance now. So there's several renters out there. We've got an expensive home market, so, or they're between homes, or, you know, whatever the reasons are. But how is renter's insurance different from homeowners or condo insurance?
Honestly, it's the exact same policy. We just delete the buildings off. So it is still that liability coverage. If somebody sues you anywhere in the world, this is going to protect you. A lot of building owners want you to have it because if you do something really silly and damage their building, they want to know that they have some liability. Your insurance company is going to be able to pay the bill. Again, Washington laws, it's really hard to actually win that lawsuit, but your insurance company will defend you.
Okay.
And then personal property, it covers all your belongings, all your stuff, not just in the unit, but anywhere you go. So if you're on a trip to Japan, you have a backpack with most of your expensive electronics and your glasses and your clothes in there, and it gets stolen, your renter's insurance will actually pick up the tab.
So it does cover theft, both on and off the property. Oh, that's good.
You got it.
Now, does that come with a deductible too on the theft?
It does. And renter's insurance is normally $500, sometimes $1,000 if we're doing high limits. That's also a place you can add things like your engagement rings or your firearms collection or big expensive items can be tacked on to home auto or home, condo, or renters.
Okay. Is renter's insurance, is it fairly affordable?
The standard policy we write is usually $25,000 to $50,000 in personal property, $500 deductible. You should be right around $10 to $15 a month.
Wow. That's inexpensive. So,
that's not a bad deal, because if you ever need it and you ever turn in a claim, you're looking at $5,000, $10,000 claims and you paid $150 a year for it.
That's not bad. So $20 a month on the outside, so on average.
Yep.
What is the deductible you said on that?
$500 is fairly common.
Okay, that's not bad. So if you had some...
And kind of like all insurance, it's not meant to cover everything. Yeah. Insurance is for those sudden events that would otherwise be financially crippling. Yeah. It's there to cover when you can't.
Okay, and does the same thing apply like for condos? Like, should I consider an umbrella policy because I'm living in a shared situation?
You should consider an umbrella because you have a very large valued asset. If you own a condo in Western Washington, it probably has a lot of worth.
But what if I'm a renter? If I'm in a shared living situation and let's say I cause a fire and it burns part of the building down, or there's personal liability and there's a lawsuit against me, how does that work as a renter?
Yeah, same thing. That renter's insurance is going to step in and defend you if somebody tries to come after you.
Okay.
Now, as a renter, your landlord is insuring the building. And so the vast majority of the time, that policy is going to step in. They're going to repair the building. They're going to be liable for damages caused because of the building. But if somebody tries to come after you, your renter's insurance will defend you.
Okay. And how do I know the renter, the landlord, what their policy is? Can I ask for that as a renter? Or how do I do that?
I suppose you could. It's not something I've actually run into much. Most of the time, your landlord is going to have a mortgage on their building. Their mortgage is going to force them to have insurance. So it's pretty rare to have an uninsured rental building. Not to mention, just for liability reasons, if you own rental properties, you want really good liability coverage because tenants are a high risk for liability.
Right. No, that makes sense.
You don't have to do anything wrong, but just something like you said, an electrical fire, you could end up needing to protect yourself. So
right. That makes sense. So basically, if I call you, if I'm a renter, you're going to give me here's the basic coverage, but you can say if you want an umbrella or if you want something else on top of that, here's some choices. Is that kind of how you look at it? Okay, got it.
An important thing to know on the renter's insurance and condo actually as well is most companies, the discount you get on the auto is going to cover a big chunk of those policies.
Okay.
So the vast majority of time, we'll try to pair them together with the car insurance policy. If you don't have one, you can still get it. The rates are still affordable. It's just something we look at really closely.
Got it. Understood. Okay. And then homeowners, is there anything unique we need to know about if I live in a single dwelling, residential home versus condo or renter?
Main thing is just know your coverage. Talk to your agent until you understand it. Make sure you take a look at your replacement cost estimate. That's a calculation the agent does that shows them how much it would cost to rebuild.
Yeah.
Review that every 3 to 5 years, or if you do a renovation. Talk to your agent, go through that with them, make sure you know what it is.
Well, actually, in my opinion, I would say a lot of people may want to give you a call to evaluate that now, given the price of construction and the price of materials. It's gone up like 400%. It's crazy. So I would say now's a good time to do that, just to make sure you're covered.
Yeah, because we update those numbers quarterly.
Yeah, that's cool. One last thing real quick, pet insurance. You guys do that, and kind of how does that work?
Yeah, we do offer it. It's a good idea to cover for injuries or illness. Yeah. I don't recommend the preventative additions a lot of companies add. Just talk to your vet about that. Yeah. But definitely for injury and illness, we're talking average surgeries, $3,000 to $5,000 in the insurances. It's not cheap. It's usually like $300 to $500 a year, but it can save you a whole lot of money.
Save a lot. Saved my brother a lot so far. Well, Devin, great. I appreciate you coming on from C-Court. Thank you for being on the show.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Good wealth of knowledge. Give these guys a call at 206-783-4024. Ask for Devin. Or you can check them out at C-Cord, With that on peace, this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle Duke. Seattle's